After the chant of dialogue or death, 1,000 Chinese students launched a hunger strike to enforce demands for more political freedom. CBS News correspondent John Shan was in the middle of the latest demonstration in Beijing's Tiananmen Square.
They say that this hunger strike will go on indefinitely, but some of the students say their fallback plan is to bring in other shifts so that nobody goes without eating for more than a few days at a time. Others, however, say that their oath is to starve themselves, to stay on hunger strike until they die, rather than go on living in a country without democratic rights. This poses a big problem, this hunger strike, for the authorities, however, because this is the very spot where on Monday the government is planning a military welcome ceremony for Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. The summit conference opens here on Monday. On Tuesday, there's another ceremony where just a few feet from where I'm standing, Gorbachev is supposed to lay a wreath. So either the students will move, or the president of the Soviet Union is going to come here and see thousands of dissidents in Tiananmen Square. John Cheyenne, CBS News at Tiananmen Square in Beijing.
This is Barry Peterson in Beijing. Mikhail Gorbachev is not yet here, but the Soviet charm offensive is well launched. Top Soviet officials are operating out of a press center with a huge banner saying, "Welcome, journalist. Glasnost comes to Beijing." And in briefings, the Soviets are candid about the troubles back home, the faltering Soviet economy. Otto Latsis is deputy editor of Communist Magazine.
Inflation manifests itself not in the price hike, but in the lines growing longer and in goods becoming more scarce.
The Soviets are looking for answers from, amazingly enough, their new friends, the Chinese. Russian officials are lavish in their praise of how the Chinese economy is working. What lessons the Soviets have to learn from the Chinese? The Chinese are more than willing to accept the praise and the visit from Gorbachev, but in the end, will still prefer their television sets and technology from their new friends, the West. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Beijing.
Chinese military band played the Soviet anthem and Chinese howitzers fired in salute this morning in Beijing as Mikhail Gorbachev became the first Kremlin leader to pay an official visit since Khrushchev 30 years ago. The healing of the Sino-Soviet feud has had great strategic importance and comes at a time of profound change within the borders of each communist giant. In Beijing, Gorbachev is meeting with leaders who are under great pressure from the student generation to give them the kinds of democratic reforms Gorbachev is implementing back home. Our Beijing coverage begins with correspondent Susan Spencer.
Protesting students defied the government's orders to leave Tiananmen Square this morning and threw the first day of this historic Sino-Soviet summit into complete chaos. There was to have been a big public welcome for Gorbachev, but as the thousands in the square grew to tens of thousands and professors joined their students, the embarrassed Chinese suddenly canceled the welcome at the Great Hall of the People. They moved it instead to an isolated corner of the airport, miles from the protesters. In meetings with the government, the students today continued to press for recognition of their union and for a more open society. Their model, the political reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev, whose diplomatic skills are likely to be sorely tested as he deals with a Chinese government humiliated by protesters. Protesters who plan to stay just where they are. Barry Peterson now has the story from the Soviet side.
There was plenty of pomp and lots of smiles tonight as the Chinese hosted Mikhail Gorbachev for a welcoming banquet. But the Soviet leader's smile may be a bit thin. The summit, which to him represents a major new Asian initiative, is off to a confused start. Consider this. When Gorbachev arrived at the guest house, he had to ask his Chinese host, "The schedule, has it been changed?" "Yes," admitted the Chinese vice premier, "but we'll talk to you about it." To the Soviets, the mission now is to get the summit back on their track, to get the summit smiles, not the students, back on page one around the world. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Beijing.
The democratic process has moved a step further in the Soviet Union, where citizens yesterday took part in a second round of voting for a new Congress of People's Deputies. They are the first nationwide contested elections in the Soviet Union in 70 years, and voters have embarrassed dozens of local Communist Party and government officials in Leningrad, Kiev, Moscow, and other major cities.